Brian, it's Wednesday. How was your Wednesday run today?
I'm going to fill you in on two runs because I had nothing to report yesterday.
True.
Yesterday, Tuesday afternoon, after our recording, I did, as promised, go to the gym and get on that treadmill. First time I've been on a treadmill in a long time. And did four Yassos.
Now, for those who may not have listened to every single show we've ever done over the last 4 years, what's a Yasso?
Yassos, created by Bart Yasso, famous runner, are basically 800-meter sprints at a very specified pace, interrupted by 400-meter, much slower, in my case, walks, but they are often jogs. And then you do that on repeat, building up until, I guess, 10 is probably the big number you want to get to. I've never gotten to that because it takes like 100 hours. It took me almost a full hour to do. And here was my process yesterday. Very slow warm-up 1 mile.
Yeah.
And then the formula is you take your marathon pace. This is for pacing for a marathon, right?
Sure,
so you
sure.
take what you want your final time to be for the marathon, and that is the time you give yourself to run 800 meters or essentially a half mile. So working in very easy numbers, which are the numbers I like, nice round ones, a four-hour marathon means you're running half mile at 4 minutes, meaning you're running an eight-mile pace. So that makes it way easier to work on the treadmill when you're just going with those numbers.
Did you have the sweaty post-it note on the console? Well,
I actually took, you know, the wipes they have that you're supposed to wipe down your machine with?
Yeah.
I took one. I tore it into four pieces.
Oh, that's what I use. I remember. Yeah, it's like bookmarks.
And you put it on the little shelf.
Slide them over.
And every single time you finish one of those bad boys, you throw it in the cup holder. And it's like three left to go because
you forget.
As you totally forget. Both know.
Within 30 seconds, you're like, I don't even know what day it is.
No. Right. Right. You're trying just not to fall off the treadmill as you're doing your recovery lap.
Who am I? Why am I here?
And I almost forgot to throw number three in
there.
And so I almost did an extra.
Did an extra.
And it wasn't bad. You know, I worked my way up to the 8 minute pace. I was a little sore, but I got up there. It felt so good to run fast. And I said, wow, am I missing speed work so much? I mean, I did all of my marathon and ultra training with very little speed work, just trying to get back into shape. And it was great. It felt great. I paid for it today, though.
Because today, what was today? How was your run today, Brian?
It was Stadium Day with November Project Boston. And I had in my mind this idea I was going to do three full tours. If you haven't figured out yet, in conjunction with our every day of the week, How Was Your Run Today podcast offerings, I'm also trying to explode my norms in terms of exercise.
You're pushing boundaries, dude.
I'm pushing all my boundaries. I did a 28-mile bike ride. No. How long did I go? Yeah, 28-mile bike ride back and forth
in
to work
total,
on Monday.
In total.
Yeah. On Monday, which is longer than I usually bike to work, which is 0 miles. And then I did Yassos, which I haven't done in a couple of years, 3 years maybe. And then I said, I'm going to do three full tours, which is 111 sections.
I'm sorry, say that again. It's 111?
111 sections.
Sections.
Yeah. However, last night, last night, post Yassos, we went out to dinner with some friends, actually a family from Paris, France.
Wait, did you strap on the feedback?
And we went to, yes, I strapped on the feedback.
Strap on your feedback. Come and get it.
Not so unhealthy. We went to a seafood restaurant, Summer Shack.
But you put it in.
Cambridge. Yeah, I brought the feedback with me.
And you filled it.
Yeah. And I strapped it on, I would say, over both ears. And luckily, I wasn't heads down for the entire meal because I looked up, and who was there but Massachusetts Senator and presidential candidate Elizabeth Warren was sitting at the booth next to us.
She loves the Summer Shack.
It was crazy because she had just been in Iowa, and I don't think she has very many, you know, dinners with three people alone probably very often. She's kind of busy running for president. But another diner said, I'm going to take a picture. And I said, hey, look, there's of the 10 of us, 8 are women. Well, 8 of the people that were with us were women or girls. It was a family of four girls and a family of two girls. And we just said, let's get some female power here going. And so Elizabeth said, absolutely. So she came over, very graciously took a couple of pictures with us.
What color outfit was she wearing?
Well, believe it or not, she was wearing a blue twin set.
Wow.
Not unlike every other time you've seen her.
I can now visualize everything that was happening in the Summer Shack.
She wasn't hard to recognize. And then I drove them home. So, I didn't get into bed till after 11 last night and then up at 5. So the three tours was not going to happen. I just didn't
Oh, it did
happen.
Not happen.
No, I
111 sections did not take
right.
place.
So, no, I cut it down to two full tours, 74 sections.
That's still a ton.
It was a ton, and I did it slowly. But, you know, I am trying to break out of all of my habits. I think I've settled a little bit in my regimes, and I want to just, you know, do more than I think I can do for this week and then see what happens next week.
I've noticed that, especially seeing you every day, the way we're doing this, that you're cutting back tremendously on your lamb jerky in the morning. You're almost having none of that. But remember, you used to just like snap through like 8-10 pieces a day before 9 a.m. I've just noticed that.
Yeah, I'm also not smoking as much as I usually do.
Right. I mean, cigars, yeah. But right.
Only good, afternoon.
Good call.
So that's me. What's up tomorrow? I'm not sure. I have not decided what.
Don't worry about it. Well, you get another show.
Crazy
tomorrow's
thing
show. Tomorrow's show. Well, you're spelunking tomorrow. Probably,
well,
we're probably live. Spelunking.
Peter, did you bring a headlamp?
No.
Don't need it. No. Peter.
Hello.
How was your run today?
My run today was good. It was 3 miles, between 7 and 8 a.m. I got to be telling you, I wasn't hydrated enough, I don't think, because I was thinking, looking at the temperatures of like 67, 68, up to 70, oh, it's a brisk day, it's going to be good. No, it was humid as heck.
It was so humid, I was sweating like in the first 2 minutes of my workout.
I was unprepared for that, and it made everything heavier, and I was just talking to award-winning filmmaker Greg Shea about humidity will instantly make your legs feel like bags of sand.
And I experienced the same thing.
And I had to, at the almost 2 mile mark, I found a fountain, I drank some water, but, oh man, nope, I should have drank a lot more water the night before, and I should have done about an hour of hydration in the morning before I walked out the door. I mean, I had one cup of coffee and maybe one cup of water.
No.
And it should have been like four cups of water.
That's not enough in February.
I know.
Were you in the danger zone?
I don't know what's happening. But yes, I think if I had been tasked to go 4 miles, I would have been in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
So the 3 mile ended right where it needed to, and I could walk it out for the last 5 minutes after 3 miles. It was good. It was fine. I'm glad I did it. My heart rate stayed at a steady 139.
Nice.
So that seemed pretty darn good. I spiked it toward the end. I got a little faster at the end. So there really has been a thing where my first mile is incredibly slow.
As it should be.
On purpose.
No, it should be.
Second mile is meat and work, and I'm not sure.
Okay.
Third mile is definitely faster than anything I've done, especially the last half of the third mile, which means, in my mind, when I start going to fours and fives, I'll probably have much better runs because I'll have found my groove.
Right.
I think.
Well, if you're going heart rate training,
maybe not.
Speed
maybe.
Is not the important thing. It's heart rate.
So it was good. As I was saying to social media guru Anna Brooks, it was a really good run to be on the other side of. And,
okay.
And sometimes,
well, we always have those.
But the weather otherwise than humidity, it was beautiful. I mean, every morning has been gorgeous. So come on. Visually.
Very funny. I was walking with my friend Joev away from the stadium after the workout. And I looked around and said, man, when you're not doing heavy-duty exercises, it's a gorgeous day today.
Right.
Because it really was, but it was a little warm and humid first thing in the morning to do it. But you know what? It'll be cold soon and icy.
So take it while you can get it.
Take it while you can get it.
I do want to bring up a subject really quick here before we sort of sign off for the day, and that is...
I'm your Huckleberry.
Oh?
Well, for this question.
Wow.
I'm the Huckleberry to whom this question can be delivered. Asked? Is it not a question? Do you have a statement?
No, it was going to be a question.
Proclamation?
But now I think I'm not going to do anything because you hit me with the Val Kilmer and I don't know what to do.
I think you should ask me a question.
Have you noticed an uptick? And maybe it's because I've been away from running for the last 8 months, and this change has happened slower than I realized. But it seems all of a sudden, out and about, especially in the mornings, and this is where it bothers me, people are on devices on their and they have earbuds in, but they're having full-on conversations with other people on the end of the telephone.
Oh, you mean like walking around and having out loud conversations?
Or running and having full out conversations. And it's disturbing.
It's amazing you say that. Yeah, there's some sort of social norm that has just ended.
Completely fallen away.
Yeah.
And now you and I are sitting in a room together.
We are.
We are seeing one another visually.
I am.
And we're spending a few minutes talking about running.
Yes, we are.
It is on purpose.
Yeah.
And people can choose to listen or not.
Well, that's true.
Right, unless someone's going by blaring our show on a boombox on a moped.
We are not invading personal space.
We're not forcing it. And I feel like when you're running or you're walking and you're just enjoying the sounds of crickets or birds or the rhythms of the day, because sometimes even traffic can have a rhythm to it, and then to have someone come up near you who's in the middle of having a huge conversation before 8 a.m., who are they possibly talking to? What is happening? Stop talking. Just be with yourself.
I'm with you, man. And it's so strange
that you say that. Go use the hotel gym. Go use the hotel gym. That's what it's for.
I have absolutely noticed that just this week, I think.
Yeah.
Wait, did we miss the note, the memo, that you're now supposed to be doing this?
Conduct all your business outside while running or walking.
Out loud.
Out loud.
With no concern of whose personal audio space you may be interrupting.
Makes me want to move my treadmill into an elevator and then just do all my yassos while people are getting on and off, and I'll just yell out loud how awful everything is.
You do that anyway, buddy.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. You're the loudest person in the gym.
Who was telling us the story about going for a hike and coming to a fork in the trail?
Yeah.
And a person was in front of them. Who just told us this story?
I continue with the story. I don't know.
And the woman stopped and was like looking at her phone and like waiting for this person to come up to where she was to say, which way are you going? It was to this person and the person's friend. Who told us the story? Am I hallucinating? Did I dream this? No.
Was this the story from my ultra?
And what was the thing?
Where happy pants and or happy shorts and crabby shorts came together at the junction when we were all like right at 29, 30 miles. And then my friend Dwayne came as a vision from nowhere and said, just run that way.
No, no, no. I do remember that story. But yeah. No, this someone just told us this tale. Might have been Cronenberg. Could it have been Cronenberg?
You mean composer Jeff Cronenberg?
Yeah, it could be. I don't know. Could have been Igor Babushkin. No, whoever this person was, and I apologize for having a senior moment, so please write to the show and tell me who you were and to tell the story, because we'll have you on. But they were at a trail with somebody else. A woman stopped at the fork in the trail, waited for them to come up, and they were going to say, like, are you lost? And she said, no, which way are you guys going? Because I'm going to go the other way because I have to get on a conference call.
No way.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
And I can't stop thinking about it.
I'm all for remote working.
So am I. I love
as
it.
You know.
It's terrific.
I love working from home.
It's terrific.
I would work out of my canoe.
Yeah, we
I don't
all
care.
Need to. Yes.
That's not cool.
I mean, it's at least she asked.
Yeah, but what about the person who's 15 feet ahead of her on the trail she's deciding to come
on? I don't know.
Weird.
We're in a weird time. So I wanted to share that with you. Anyway, I noticed
that's different than what I would consider trail work.
Good one.
Thank you.
True.
Can I say one thing?
You better hurry because Thursday's coming.
Oh, it is. I'm going to say one thing.
Mm-hmm.
If you listen to all of these shows on the Radio Public app, they are gracious enough to give us a little bit of money. A few pennies here and there.
Yeah.
It all makes a difference. Try it out. It's cool.
Let's app that up.
So there's an app for the iPhone. There's an app for Android. We put all that information in the show notes, but you can also just go to radiopublic.com and learn how to download the app. play us through the app, play all our old shows through the app. Is that not true? That is true.
That's absolutely true. What they do is they put a little Radio Public ad at the top and maybe the tail. It's an ongoing process. They've just started it a little while ago.
Think of it as money being raised for my future copays.
That's right.
Right?
For your future physical therapy.
Oh, my gosh.
Or the paying for these microphones and the electricity and everything else. In any case, it's a good thing. And they are big, big advocates of podcasting. And they're really trying to help podcasters out. And this is one of the ways that they are doing it.
Check it out, radiopublic.com. Brian, I'll see you tomorrow.
I'm not that organized, Peter.
I opened my masking tape yesterday just to smell it.